of another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean. And what's there to talk about?
I don't even know, because what has even been happening?
Yeah.
Besides politics? Nothing.
That sucks, too.
We are.
Because there should be better stuff to talk about than politics.
I know, but it just sort of overwhelmed the news cycle. I'm sure there are other things.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are taping this on Saturday night,
which was the day that they called
the election for Biden.
So, or so like,
that,
you know.
I mean, it was a really long week of everybody watching the map show and the map not changing for days, because apparently the world's oldest man was counting all of the ballots himself.
It was Abe Vigoda's
spirit. Yeah.
He was counted. It was his character from Look Who's Talking.
Yes.
The really, really old. When I saw that character, that's when I realized people are really fucking old. Like, I think he was the oldest man I ever saw to my point. My grandfather was around. So
did you realize that your grandfather was really fucking old?
I mean, he was old, but I don't know. I mean, he wasn't as old as, Abe Vigoda.
I don't think anybody was ever as, oh shit.
What am I even watching?
I'm sorry. Okay. So we are taping this, but we're also watching Patton Oswalt is doing a marathon of 80s movies.
No, he's just doing a marathon of movies. He's just doing
marathon. I'm sorry, B movies.
Or just, I guess, I don't know if they're B movies. I think they're just movies he likes.
I thought it said B movies.
It was a B. I don't know. It's just called like a six pack.
It's a six pack, and it's on Shout TV. You can watch it on Pluto TV, whatever. We just started watching the movie Suburbia, which I've never seen. 80s movies about how life is nothing and this bunch of punks and whatever. And I just watched a Doberman attack a child.
And a woman just pulled a bottle of vodka out of
that kid's
oven.
Also wearing a suit, reading a Superman comic, by the way.
Well, it is, you know, a wholesome comic and a movie that certainly has a lot of.
Nothing here is wholesome.
No.
So, yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm going to turn this off because
it's going to distract me, because I knew that kid was going to get eaten. Because I was like, lady, why didn't you take him in the phone booth with you? Because she like stopped to make a call, and then the Doberman just like grabbed this toddler.
And we grabbed the dummy.
To the dummy, obviously. And it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I shouldn't laugh. But I did.
Yeah. So no, thanks.
It's really hard to.
But yeah, they called the election for Biden. I'm glad. If you went out and voted, thank you.
Yeah.
You know,
voting is very important.
Very,
everyone should vote, even if you voted for, you know, whoever.
Yeah.
Somebody I don't personally care for.
Yeah. You vote for whatever you want, but as long as you get out there.
It's your right as an American to fucking vote.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking do it.
I really don't know what else to talk about, though, because it's all this the world has been. Like, I mean, I've gotten like,
Watched Mando.
Oh, we could talk about Mando. Yes,
we did. I mean, obviously, like spoilers for Mando. If you don't. The second episode.
It's the second episode of the second season. And so far it started
like. Go 5 minutes ahead if you don't want to hear this.
Yeah, just go. Well,
if you don't want to hear spoilers about.
Go like 5-10 minutes ahead.
What happened in the second episode of Mando, if you haven't watched it.
Yeah.
Ice spiders.
There were ice spiders this week.
Apparently, I was reading a review. So I went on the AV Club and I was reading their review. Mm-hmm. Apparently, those ice spiders are in the Star Wars universe.
I would believe that, yes.
And they have a specific name, which I don't remember off the top of my head.
Everything has a name.
But those, this is not, they're not new.
Somebody has.
They're terrifying. It really upset me.
Somebody has written slash fiction about those ice spiders.
No, gross.
I know it's gross, but that's what the internet does.
They were really upsetting.
That's what the internet does, babe.
No.
Accept it.
No.
Accept the ice spider smut.
No.
I mean, really nothing's happened so far.
Yeah, no, not really.
Other than just Mando going to different places and having adventures.
Yeah.
So far, which is fine.
Sure.
I am cool with that. I enjoy that sort of serialization of the Star Wars universe and just how things are like. It's like, oh, well, now Mando goes here and then Mando does this and then Baby Yoda does this and then whatever. You know, it's like, you know, and we're leading up to something, I'm certain, but it's enjoyable. And that's really all I can ask for from a Star Wars show that, because as we talked about before here, like, not really. Neither of us are really Star Wars people.
No, no.
Like my brother Mark was a Star Wars motherfucker.
Yeah.
I don't know how much Star Wars he is now, but back when I was like, when he was in like high school, like he was big into Star Wars.
Yeah.
And he was into it, but me and my brother, you know, we never really vibed into it. But yeah, it's definitely, if you have Disney Plus, you should check it out. If you haven't, give it a shot. If you're not a Star Wars person, you know, you listen to the show and you're just like, you know, hey, whatever.
It depends. For me, I really appreciate it. You know, and I think I've said this before. I like that it's just like a story about just some guy who happens to exist in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with Darth Vader. It has nothing to do with, you know, Luke Skywalker. Like, you know, we're not sitting, hopefully it won't. But it's just like these people exist in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a guy who, this is what he's doing here.
Yeah.
And I think that's cool. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, it's pretty rad. And I would implore you to check it out. I guess the other stuff that's been going on. I'm still doing Twitch stuff. I just did something last night.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to check me out, opening up some action figures, that is something I am streaming. I opened up a Beast figure that I had. And then I am also for fun, because I've been telling people I've reached the artistic phase.
Oh, yes.
Of my quarantine. I don't know if I've talked about this last week or not.
Yes.
But I've really gotten into customizing my action figures.
Mm-hmm.
But primarily for the purposes of filling holes in the teams that I have represented as action figures, doing it that way, you know, like by customizing figures to represent those characters, just because I want to have like complete teams. So like Alpha Flight, yeah, there's, you know, Snowbird, Sasquatch, Guardian, Vindicator, you know, whatever. And all those characters, and they put out a bunch of the core characters, but there's, you know, but Alpha Flight has had many members, a bunch of motherfuckers like, you know, Diamond Lil and Mannequin and Captain Maple Leaf. No, that's not a real
Captain Maple.
There is a Major Maple Leaf, but he wasn't a member of Alpha Flight. There's Box.
Captain Maple Leaf.
Alpha Flight's being a Canadian, unapologetically Canadian comic, it's unapologetically Canadian.
You know what? That's good.
And
I think we need more shit like that.
That's what I've always loved about Alpha Flight, is that it's like, you know, they get involved with like a bunch of the other shit. But like a lot of shit they do just kind of stays up there, you know? Kind of, they're kind of like, hey, let's go up to this thing. And it just feels very like localized. And I'm like, and went for, you know, 120 some odd issues. So, I mean, obviously, apparently people were into it. So I don't know. Anyways, I'm trying to fill these holes. So I've gotten into the concept of hand painting some action figures. But then I didn't really like doing that as much, because it's hard to hand paint stuff. Like when you're holding an action figure and you're trying to like not get paint on you and you're trying to hold it.
Did you see that when we were at the model store today, that they have like a thing that you can put your model in? And
really?
Yeah. I thought, did you not see it?
No.
Oh, we'll have to go look at it. I didn't see how much it was. I just saw it in like at the paint aisle.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know how big it is. I don't know how it works. I just sort of saw it on the shelf and just kept walking. I didn't really think of anything.
See, that's interesting, because the thing that I have right now is I have this thing where it's like you connect these pyramids.
Right.
And you can place your model on or something on there to paint it. And, it, you know, they give you like 10 pyramids. So you can do like big things. You can do small things. But I would love to have some sort of like clamp or something.
Yeah, it's something like that. I can't really say what it is, because I saw it in passing and didn't really pay a lot of attention to it. I just noticed it.
But I'm in the garage. I'm priming action figures.
Yeah,
I'm sitting there and I've got an X-Acto knife. I've got
clay.
I got clay. I brought some epoxy sculpt, which is so apparently supposed to be very good to use. It's what people use normally to customize action figures. And look, they're not going up for sale.
Right. It's just for you.
They're just for me. They're just so I'm doing something, because really, you know, I could be doing, you know, and I'm done, because I'm doing, like, I collect action figures, I collect comics, I collect video games, but I'm taking this time, you know, the free time that I have to fix up action figures and fart around with stuff and, you know, just see where it goes. Because that's kind of the fun thing about it is that, you know, you're not accountable to anybody but yourself.
Yeah.
When it comes to such artistic ventures.
And that's the thing. And it's like the more you work at it, the better it's going to get. You know, you're doing thing.
Yeah. So I'm happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I will continue to do so. And maybe I'll start posting some of my creations online.
Yeah.
I'll have to start showing them off as they come along. So keep an eye out for that. That would be hip.
Yeah. I've just been, coloring.
Coloring, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Trying to get back into writing. So we're still working on my crochet thing, which I should be done with hopefully this weekend.
That'll be excellent, yes.
Very excited about it. And that's about it. I'm here.
We're all here.
It's just, you know, with COVID getting worse, I have a feeling we're in for a lot of more of us just sitting around, kind of like we were doing in March and April.
Yeah. I mean, thankfully we're both working.
Yeah, you know, we're very lucky. But at the same time, it's just like, oh, we're just going to go back to more sitting.
Yeah.
Sitting around.
Well, hopefully with things changing up in the loony bin.
Well, I hope so.
The White House, hopefully things will.
I'm hoping we get COVID under control because we were talking about it today. Like, I want to go somewhere. I'd love to go out to dinner. We haven't been out to dinner since March.
Yeah.
I'd love to go sit in a restaurant right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to go to a bar. I'd like to go to a concert, a movie theater. I wish I could go to a movie theater.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of places I want to visit.
Yeah.
We were talking about that. You know, I've never been to Portland. I've never been to Seattle. So that's two places I'd like to go. I'd like to go back to New York. I want to go to Philly because I really want to go to the Mutter Museum.
Yeah, it's something
that I've never been
to Philly.
Look up the Mutter Museum.
No, wait, I was outside. I was in King of Prussia, which is technically Philly. No, yeah. I know I wasn't Philly because I went to go see the ECW.
I've never been.
I was there, but I didn't get to go to the Mutter Museum.
I was born in Pennsylvania, but not near Philly.
You were born in Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, wherever the fuck that is. I don't even know. but yeah, look up the Mutter Museum if you don't know what that is. M-U-T-T-E-R.
I thought it was M-U-D-D-E-R. Okay,
I think it's TT. Let me double check, but it's basically like a fucking medical museum.
Right, right.
Yeah, Mutter Museum. And they're on Instagram and they have like body parts and shit, which is kind of exciting.
No, you should check it out.
And they've got like, you know, skeletons. I think they've got like a megacolon. That's kind of cool. So yeah, they've got.
Wait, so you can go see this megacolon?
Yeah, all this stuff's like preserved.
Wow.
I don't think the Elephant Man is here.
They're in Michael Jackson's house.
No, he might still be in the UK. I don't remember, but it'll be like, this is an example of someone like they have a woman, the body of a woman she basically became like candle wax.
Really?
Yeah. Because of what, like how she was buried and like whatever groundwater had chemicals and like, and it's just like, that's an example of like what can happen. And then they've got bones and they've got all sorts of organs. Like you can donate your body to them if you want them.
I think I might.
Yeah, I mean, if I was some sort of medical anomaly, I totally would.
They want to see this gelatinous mass. They want to see. It's like, this human became jello.
Yeah, it's like, look at this person. What the fuck?
Ew.
Yeah, so I've always wanted to go there, so that would be cool. And I want to go to Nashville. I've never been to Nashville.
I've been to Nashville.
I think that sounds like a real cool town. And I've actually never been down south. I've only been to the Georgia airport, the Atlanta airport.
I was in the Atlanta airport once.
That's it.
All of this year, I went to Florida for the first time ever this year.
Yeah.
And I survived.
And I'd like to go to New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Never been there either.
My dad went to New Orleans. I don't know why I can't go to New Orleans.
Yeah, I've never been. There's a lot of places I've like never gone to that I'd really like to go to. So
Portland.
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, it's Seattle, on the list. Yeah.
San Francisco.
Yeah, oh, San Francisco, because we never even made it up there when we lived in L.A. And back to L.A., obviously.
It's a long trip, though.
Well, it's an 8-hour drive.
Yeah.
That's why we never went up.
San Diego, though. We got to San Diego.
San Diego was great. I wouldn't mind going back there.
Yeah, I love San Diego. San Diego is like,
visit L.A. again.
I was just thinking about the weather.
Oh, yeah.
In San Diego. Like, because L.A. is nice weather, but like San Diego is like.
San Diego's
fucking noise.
Yeah, like, honestly. If we were still living out there, it would be like, do you want to settle down in San Diego? Because that was
or somewhere nice outside of this is one of those like California towns.
Yeah.
Fucking Escondido or La Cajon or whatever.
Any of those. Because, yeah, it was a nice place.
Diamond Bar.
I'd also like to go back to Salem. Because that's another place where I wouldn't mind living.
We watched a few movies based in Salem. You want to save that till next episode?
Let's save that to the next episode.
So we're going to tape two episodes, because I'm going to release this one as soon as possible, and then we'll have another one for next week already set for you, because we're thinking ahead.
We're knocking this shit out.
This week was rough, man. There's a lot of shit going on mentally and whatever, and just also really work's long. Busy. But we just needed to take some time to figure it out. So, but here we are. I guess we could take a break then. We'll come back with our book for this week.
Hello, I'm Anthony.
And I'm Dr. Issues.
And we're hosts of Capes on the Couch, the podcast where comics get counseling.
Superheroes don't always get to go home happy. That's where we come in.
We offer psychiatric and mental health analysis of comic book characters.
So check us out at capesonthecouch.live and across all social media platforms at Capes on the Couch.
All right, we're back here with our book for this week. It is Captain America.
Woo.
Appropriate. Number 413. From March 1993. Now, I had to be very careful with this selection because I wasn't sure if we did this particular issue or not, because this is a continuation of Lady Mall.
Woo, Lady Mall. Greatest hits.
Go back.
God, I don't even know what episode.
Go back
that was.
At least to 2016, 2017 to find that episode. We've been doing this since 2014, by the way.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. I was just thinking about that today because Tyson Fights were talking about. We were listening to Tyson Fights on Max Fun, and they have been doing their show since roughly around 2016, and it's been on that long. And it just kind of dawned on me. It was like, wow, that show's been on for 4 years, and we've been on longer than that.
Right.
So, I don't think we've reached it just yet. I think we're reaching the 300th episode very, very soon. Like we're like one or two away.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Which is, it's a lot of episodes to be doing. So we're looking forward to that. Anyways, Captain America, number 413 from March 1993. Lady Mall part two.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Even ladier.
More lady.
So we on the cover here have Modam. Modam is back.
I love Modam. I love how she's just MODOK with eyelashes.
And lipstick.
And kind of fuller lips. A little bit fuller.
And eyelashes, but everything else is the same.
Yeah.
She also has tentacles.
Yeah.
MODOK does not have tentacles normally. But Modam here on the cover, she has her tentacles and she is ensnaring. Well, she's got the Night Mother in her grasp.
Mm-hmm.
And Captain America is hanging from the other tentacle. Like he's trying.
She called the Night Mother.
That's because there's Superiora or Superia.
I thought that's who she was talking about. Oh, the other one's the Night Mother.
Because at one point we'll talk about it, but like the idea is that Captain America and Diamondback were dressed up as other of these characters, and he thought that he refers to her as the Night Mother's costume, and he thinks that Diamondback is dressed up in that.
Mm.
But it's not.
It sounds like the Night Witches.
The Night Witches.
Yeah. So
which reminds me of another thing we need to talk about next week.
Witches?
Well, the craft.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about it. But no, the Night Witches were like in World War II. There were a Russian all lady flight squad that had the worst fucking. They gave them the worst fucking planes and they would just go and bomb the fuck out of Germans. But because their planes were so shitty.
Yeah.
They would have to like usually turn them off. Well, they would go up in the air and then they kind of glide. So they made no noise and they'd have to like restart after they bombed them. So they called them Night Witches because they came out of like nowhere. Which, why is there not a movie about that?
I don't even know. I was going to say
like they were talking about like they had to like get on the wing.
What'd you hear about this?
I saw it on some website. One of those like Ranker or, one of those like lists of shit websites.
Lists of shit. That's actually, I should grab that domain.
Lists of shit.
.com. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And that's actually
Night Witches.
That should be like a fucking feature length film. Come on now. Anyways, Captain America, his cover's been blown when we start this book because he is surrounded by many, 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 many villains, most of which suck ass. A lot of jabronis here. Mm-hmm. Also some heavy hitters. You got Rhino is here. The Wrecking Crew is here. Shocker is here. And I know they're, you know, I mean, comparatively, yes, they're those are the those are some bigger names. Who else is here? Blizzard's here. So, yeah, we got Rhino being like, come on, let's go fucking fuck up Captain America. So Captain America goes to work here. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And he's beating everybody up. You got Batroc here. You got Rock Viper. Is it Rock Viper? Yeah, Rock Viper.
There's so many fucking people in this book. Can well, we
I
just
looked
say?
Up these names. I looked up these names. I recognize some of these right off the bat. But like there's a Ringer is here. I thought Ringer was dead, but apparently he's not. He's alive. And a lot of it's just a lot of people like, I got him. Oh, no, I don't. I got him. Nope. No, I don't. Yeah. Let's jump on him.
Also, there's a lot of where's so-and-so? I don't know. Where's so-and-so? I don't know. Going on in this book.
Yeah.
Kind of annoying.
Who else has he got here? We got, let's see, we got a dude that looks like Bucky, but it's not. Oh, Eel's here. There's Eel, Stiltman. And then as that's all going on, we jump to Diamondback, and she's here to, she's, you know, her cover's been blown as well, but she's having a fight with Snapdragon.
Mm.
Another random ass.
Sounds like food.
That's Snap Peas. The supervillain Snap Peas.
Oh, Snapdragon's also a flower.
It is. Well, I know that's what
we planted them.
Yeah. Mm. But I'm saying, but it doesn't. How does that remind you of food?
I don't know. I always want to eat them.
Oh, really? I don't recall them looking delicious.
Oh, they kind of look delicious.
All right.
Mm.
So Diamondback starts off this fight by kicking Snapdragon right in the fucking knee.
Yeah.
Well, no, she actually, no, Snapdragon does a high kick and then she just goes crunk to her knee. And it's weird, though, because there's a lot of conversation. So it is confusing because normally when the villains, when people are fighting, I feel like it's usually like we're focusing on the hero and like their thoughts, mm-hmm. and not so much the villain's thoughts. But when like she kicks kicks Snapdragon in her knee, she's like, my knee. So I was confused because I'm like, is this Diamondback talking or not? I don't know. So we're having a brawl here. And we have what's her face? This who's this chick? Oh, Blackbird and Iron Maiden.
Oh, that's right. And they're in Lady Maw.
They're in, yeah, we're all in Lady Maw. So basically to kind of recap, Lady Maw is
aren't like, the guys like outside? Anyway, sorry. We'll get to where they're located.
Yeah. Well, they're outside. No, I think they're outside and everybody else is inside.
Okay.
Because they have just a fountain outside.
Yes.
I mean, fountains can be inside too. But so the whole kind of concept here is there's this area they're in. I forgot. Something Caliente. Frank Caliendo. And they're in this.
They're in literally a mall.
Yes.
And there's a force field around it.
Yes.
So there's all these like lady superheroes. Or supervillains, lady costumed people inside of this mall being run by Modam.
Well, it's being run by Modam, but also Superior.
Yeah.
Because she's trying to like start her like Femazon movement and, you know, and then Modam's there to kind of be like, yo, sisterhood.
Yeah.
But then that kind of changes.
But also Modam.
But also Modam. So, but also just to keep this in mind. So AIM, AIM.
Mm.
Has taken up residence on this island, on this area, this nation, or whatever it is, this region, and they are using that area to deal weapons out of.
Oh, yes.
So that's why, and it, you know, it's a place where a lot of times, like the Avengers would be like, "The fuck, U.S. government? Why don't you overthrow it?" Like apparently, Tony Stark literally says, "Hey, U.S. government, why don't you overthrow this government?"
Because it's like a tiny island nation, right?
Yeah, yeah. But it's super corrupt because that's where shit's going down.
Mm.
And the U.S. government just kind of goes, "Nah."
They're like, "But you overthrow everything else."
Yeah.
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 Only when we feel like it. Yeah. Don't feel like it.
So this Blackbird and Iron Maiden show up, and then we've got Modam trying to keep this force field around everything.
Mm-hmm.
So just previously, Superior or the Night Mother or whoever supposedly killed this dude, There's this dude hanging out here. What?
Let me see this. I'm trying to remember exactly what's happening here.
This guy, Kenneth Branagh.
Oh, that's right. So this guy is dead.
And Modam is kind of like,
what the fuck?
The fuck? This isn't cool.
And she's like, and what's her name? Is like, what is her name?
Superior.
Superior is like, what the hell? Like, he's a man. Like, this is interfering with my Femazon movement. And that's when Modam grabs her and is like, no, I've like superseded being a lady, which that's not a thing that happens ever.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to, you know, you're kind of fucking up my shit here, Superior.
Yeah. She's like, she says something like,
so they start
fighting. You don't have my, like, you have my services, but you don't have my loyalty.
Right.
Because she's loyal to AIM.
Right.
So there's a you know, it's big to do with that. And eventually just to kind of wrap up something in the later on, the guy, the Kenneth Branagh that gets,
we'll talk about it.
We'll go literary. Okay, yeah. Good.
So then we cut back to whatever the dudes are doing, and like Falcon's been knocked out and he's just like laying there, and Shang-Chi, who apparently works for British intelligence.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Neither did I. Finds his body and is like, huh, here's a card. I'm assuming Falcon has pockets.
Yeah.
Do these suits have pockets? Are they like, they have my
some
leggings?
Sort of, maybe they have some sort of place where they
I get wonder their if they're identification. Like me.
Well, because it's like, you, if you're an Avenger or some sort of on some sort of team, I assume, or some sort of operative, you have a thing where you can maintain an identification.
Well, I'm thinking it's a lot. So like, these are very tight body form fitting. So I'm assuming there are a lot like yoga pants or leggings you would wear to the gym
where
they have to have pockets. I don't think men understand this, that so many of those don't have fucking pockets except for like a little tiny slit at the waistband that you're supposed to put one key inside of. And you're like, what the fuck is this? Now they make them with pockets to fit your phone.
And it's pretty awesome.
So I'm guessing that Falcon just has like a little business card pocket.
Yeah. Yeah, he has a card.
On his thigh.
He's got one of those Ridge wallets.
Yeah.
That's tucked inside of his tights.
Yeah.
And Shang-Chi's like,
oh, good thing you have this. I'll check to see who you are. And so as Shang-Chi's like walking away, Falcon hits him in the head with a falconerang. I don't even know
what that is. Yeah, no, it's like, I don't even know if it's a falconerang. It's just like a spitty blunt object at the end of like a string, because he's like
falconerang.
And then he grabs his card back because he's like, give me my Avengers card, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then he's
like, wait, no, I work for British intelligence.
He's like, I'm Shang-Chi. And he's like, oh, I've heard of you. Goodbye.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah.
And it's weird how they draw Falcon in some of these. Like when he like puts his wings out, it kind of just looks like a big circle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. His wings are very circumventable.
Almost looks like a parachute.
Yeah.
And I realize that's not the intention.
This outfit that Falcon is wearing is actually a very.
But the red and white one?
Yeah, it's a different.
I like it.
It's more like superhero-ish. Mm-hmm. Where I feel like, I mean, and this one I'm used to seeing.
Sure.
But like, you know, it's I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
So we're back here, and we have let's see, Manape is here with Captain America.
Oh, Manape.
Manape is here. What else is
there? There's so many fucking people in this book.
There's a Bull dude. Oh, Titania is here. There's also Man Bull. Who is here?
Or that's obviously different than Man Ape.
Yeah, well, clearly it's a different animal.
Could you have Man? I don't know.
Well, there's Man Spider.
Could there be Man Platypus?
Man Puss.
Man Puss.
Watch out for Man Puss.
Always watch out for Man Puss.
Watch out for Hot Man Puss over there. Get ready, Marvel. Get ready, Marvelites, true believers. Get ready for man puss.
What do you think that would look like? Would it be like a man, but he's got a furry body with a duck bill on his face?
Well, but he's got a duck bill on his face, but then his human face is sticking out of it. So it's kind of like he's wearing it like Manape's wearing his ape costume.
I was just imagining he had a regular human face, but where his nose and mouth are is just a duck bill.
And the bill, what's the bill do?
That's his mouth. He talks.
Do they have razors on it?
He talks through it. He's literally, that's part of his face.
Oh, okay.
His body's all furry.
Get ready for Man Puss, guys. So
I don't know what his superpower is besides what the fuck is that? Then you just try to figure it out.
Yeah.
And get distracted, and that allows you to be caught.
Who else is here? Killer Shirk.
Killer Shirk?
We've talked about him before.
Shrike? Sure.
We've talked about him before.
We did
an episode at Kamikaze with Mike.
Oh, God.
With Mike.
I just remember nobody being in that audience. It haunts me to this day.
Yeah.
There's like three dudes.
With Mike Schmidt.
Yeah.
Hey.
Mike was great.
Mike's awesome.
Mike was really great, but there was like three people and we had such a big room.
Well,
that's... No, and also in our defense, we were literally the first panel of the day on the day after Halloween.
Well, here's the thing, too.
No one's coming to that.
The thing, too, a lot outside of like Comic-Con and WonderCon, like I feel like panels at a lot of these conventions, those conventions aren't the big deals unless if it's...
I actually enjoy the panels.
No, the panels are great. I think the panels are great, but I feel like they're not as... Maybe because I'm sitting here talking like, you know, well, nobody showed up at our panels. Nobody was like these panels.
No, I think
I've been to panels that are filled at Kamikaze, yeah. So I should shut up.
First off,
LA Comic Con, excuse me.
Nobody knows who we are. Second, we literally did a panel at 10 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday morning.
That's right. Last day of the
con. November 1st.
Yes.
So everybody had been out late because there was a huge costume ball.
That's right.
And shit, because we were supposed to go see Danzig, remember?
Why didn't we see Danzig?
Because I had an allergy attack.
Oh, that's right.
And I had to leave.
That's right.
Because we literally were in the fucking stadium or the
LA Live.
Yeah, but what?
Nokia
Center.
Yeah.
We were in there and I had a fucking allergy attack and I had to leave. But there was all this shit happening. And so we had to get up the next morning and go to this thing and nobody was there.
Yeah.
Because everybody was hungover.
Everybody was having a hoot.
Yeah. And we should have been too. Alas, I had an allergy attack. Anyway, that has nothing to do with this.
Well, the only thing.
Or Manpuss.
The reason. Manpuss was when Manpuss was there.
I'm allergic to Manpuss. I forgot to tell you.
No, Killer Shrike. I forgot how to say it.
Shrieky.
Killer Shrieky was a villain in the Marvel team up that we did with that was Spider-Man and Beast, and we did that with Mike. Ah. So I remember that. But yeah, so Captain America is battling all these dudes. Beetle's here, by the way. There's also
Man Beetle.
Flying Tiger, who's the guy that looks like a tiger.
But he flies.
Uh-huh. And then there's also at one point Batroc and his crew just go and sit down.
What's a Batroc?
Batroc, this guy. The guy that's sitting in the seats.
Oh, yeah.
That's Batroc. He's French.
Oh, I was just picturing like that's a Batman who rocks out.
Yes. It's that's why there's DC Metal now, because it's called Bat. They wanted originally called Batroc, but they're just couldn't. Like, you know, we call it DC. We call
they were
metal.
Like Batroc, and they're like, you know, that's an actual thing. And they're like, fuck.
To fuck. So
I guess it's DC Metal.
Yeah. So the ladies are outside fighting at the penny fountain and
that's right.
At the Lady Mall.
So apparently they have like previous beef.
Well, it was a previous beef because Snapdragon tried to drown Diamondback at one point.
And Diamondback's not fucking having that because you know what? She's now going to turn it around and try to drown this bitch.
Yeah, so we get a lot of high kicks and stuff.
Yeah, throws her in the fountain, rips off her mask.
Yeah, she got a big wig. She's this very big wig and helmet, and it just turns off. She has like a short haircut underneath.
She's in wigand.
So this is where we find out that the super adaptoid the Kenneth Branagh is a super adaptoid.
Yes, that's
and
right.
He regenerates himself.
Because he's got like a big fucking hole in his chest and everybody thinks he's dead. And this is where he regenerates and he's like, never mind. Superia. And we keep wanting to call her Suspiria. And I know that's not correct.
Yeah, you can call her Suspiria.
Suspiria.
Well, they call her Superia, but it's the Night Mother costume. That's why I'm confused. But yeah, Superia.
You better tell me your plan. Like, what did you want to do with my company? Why did you want my money or whatever?
And she's like, Lady Mall.
Yeah. She's like, I wanted to have Lady Mall. And I wanted to just basically have Lady Mall.
Yeah.
And he's so we actually cut away from that and then cut back when he's like, oh, you just wanted my money? And you're like, okay.
So at one point, okay, so we're having this big fight. And at one point, I'm assuming this is in the theater, the Lady Mall theater, because they were like in like a stage and stuff like that. And this is, I'm assuming, where like Tiffany would perform. Or NSYNC.
Debbie Gibson.
Debbie Gibson, you know, or if you're, lesser, Michael Damon. You know, I mean, the Party. Do you remember the Party?
No.
That was the group from the new Mickey Mouse Club. They started a pop group.
Oh, no, I have no recollection of this.
Yeah. And then they did a bunch of they were basically like one of these mall performers.
Yeah. Mall performers.
Mall performers. Lady mall performers. So Captain America. So at one point.
Oh, yeah. He's in this book.
Right. Yeah. He's here. So at one point, I remember, like, here's this person. Captain America. Nowhere to be seen.
Yeah. Fuck him.
Well, what happened was Stillman puts a hole through the stage and Captain America sneaks out underneath.
Yeah.
And as at the same time, Falcon comes in and he's like, I got to find Captain America. I hope he's still alive. And
he's not.
And everybody's fighting over the stage, and Captain America dresses like Rogue from the X-Men from the X-Men movie, and puts on this
cloak.
Like he's like an old Russian woman.
Yeah.
Like he's got a babushka and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's walking out and he's like, oh man, I better go and I hate sneaking away from this fight, but I gotta go find Diamondback. And he hears Falcon and he's like, Falcon, oh shit, let's do this. Falcon says, hey, how do you say this? T-A-R-P-A-U-L-I-N. Is it Tarlpin? I've seen that word before, but I don't know what it means.
What am I looking at here?
That's up top. He goes, hey, Tarlpin man.
Tarlpin man. What does that mean?
Because he was wearing that thing on around him. So I think that's what it is.
Tarp?
Tarpaulin.
Paul.
Bernie Taupin, the famed songwriter.
Okay. Tarpaulin. Tarpaulin.
Oh.
Tarpaulin.
Okay, I get it.
Tarpaulin, a heavy-duty waterproof cloth originally of tarred canvas.
Ooh, oh, okay. So he's wearing the
tarpaulin,
the canvas around his body.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
It's
very impressive that we get to see that word get dropped here in this 1993.
I don't know if it is it. It's that panel on here on the other side.
Yes.
Here, let me see. There's like a pile of bodies. Let me see. I'm trying to remember what she's saying, because this is before we cut to Captain America in the arena. What the fuck is this chick's name? This isn't the part. There is a part where somebody says the word that, and it is a lady, and I thought it was her, but the way it's lettered, it looks like it says twat.
Oh, twat.
I was like, oh, twat. And I don't remember where it is, but it doesn't matter. Just remember that there's twat going on.
Just remember that in this comic. If you ever
in the Lady Mall comic, it's very fitting. We're dropping twats.
Yeah, we're dropping. We can see there's a C later. we got
dropping that C.
I was going to say one and I don't even want to say it.
Boy, is it Gunt?
No. Gash.
Ew.
Yeah, see that I think
that's offensive.
Gash is worse than cunt.
Oh, 100%.
It is.
I have the British view of the word cunt though. It doesn't offend me.
I think
and I think it should be we should embrace it the way the Brits have.
Yeah.
But obviously I'm American. It'll stop a fucking room dead. But I feel gash is worse. Gash is offensive.
If we would just by saying gash,
that's offensive.
We have an extra E.
Gashi?
E because explicit. So you get two explicits. That's
oh,
what,
can
that's,
we, can you get more than one explicit?
If you say gash.
Just E.
Yeah. That's description. It's just E.
How has this podcast never just been full of E's?
I don't know. It's a problem. Why is this even on the air? Should somebody be like policing this?
Someone should stop
it. I like how podcast people are just like, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what podcasting
it's
is.
It's YouTube. It's the internet in general.
It's just somebody just went, yeah. When
this is fine.
The internet. This is fine.
It's not.
Anyways.
Oh, it's not.
So Captain America gets picked up by Falcon, and it appears that Wrecker down here just goes sneaking. He just has like a bunch of those symbols because he's swearing.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just trying to imagine like this happening real time. Just be like sneaking fuck. Or maybe he said gash. Captain America. Jesus Christ. I feel bad, man.
Yeah, it's terrible.
All right. You know what?
I think he called him a fuck.
Yeah, you call him a fuck. I'm canceling the show. We're done.
Maybe he called him a wiggy slice.
Oh, maybe he's sneaking wiggy slice. That might actually be really bad.
I know.
I hope it is.
It's Scottish. If anybody from Scotland hears this, please tell us if that's really offensive, and we apologize if it is.
We have to have at least one listener in Scotland. if you are there, please enlighten us.
Yeah.
Because we could look it up, but I don't know. We just want somebody to tell us.
Yeah.
That being said, so Captain America gets flown away, and this is where he meets up with Shang-Chi.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's weird because Shang-Chi, so he was flying away and Shang-Chi was like, yo, I'm Shang-Chi to Falcon. And Falcon was like, ha ha, fuck you. I just hit you in the back of the head.
Right.
And then, but now he's just like, oh,
and
hey.
Like, hey, we're friends now. And I'm like, wait, what?
Right. But then he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, is Shang-Chi acting like, you know, Shang-Chi should just be like, what the fuck, dude? You just hit me in the back of the head.
Well, he like hit him in the back of the head and then goes, I'm Shang-Chi. And then Falcon like looked at him.
Yeah, that's what
and that's literally the end of it. But I guess there's like a whole thing where they like
hashed it out.
I don't know. It just became like a let me tell you about my best friend montage of like them going to the food court and like
and Lady Ma, by the way,
and getting an auntie's pretzel.
Eating it at both ends. It's like, ooh.
And auntie, what is it? Auntie Anne's?
Auntie Anne's.
I don't know what it's called.
I think, what'd you call it?
Julius?
Oh, yeah.
Getting a Julius, maybe they're splitting it two straws, hanging out by the fountain. Because do malls still have fountains? That was a big thing in the 80s.
I think some do.
I mean, the one that I used to go to that had a fountain is no longer there.
Yeah.
It was ripped out and became like one of those open air malls, which is a shame because I can still smell that fucking like,
oh, yeah,
chlorine.
Throwaway Mall had
oh,
that.
It was great.
Yeah, Throwaway Mall had a fountain.
We would walk in and there was a Sears. So you walked in. And there was like a Euro place, like right by the door.
Yeah.
And then you like walk down this corridor and there was a Sears on the left. There was a fountain in the middle. And then on the right was the Julius place. And if you walked by the Julius place, on the right was a fucking arcade.
Ooh. That was a good old school arcade.
Yeah, we used to go in there all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, Lady Ball, is there what games are in Lady Ball?
I mean, all of them.
Hopefully a lot of...
definitely House of the Living Dead or whatever. House of the Dead. That game's in there.
Street Fighter, but just with the women.
Sure. Street Fighter's there. Definitely Ms. Pac-Man is in there.
Ms. Pac-Man. Super Ms. Pac-Man.
Sure.
Ultimate
you might
Ms. Pac-Man.
You might get some Mario Brothers in there.
But it's just Princess Peach.
Well, yeah.
They're specially
you got to have Ski games. Ball. Because you always have to have a shit skee ball.
Air hockey.
Sure, like a basketball. Donkey Kong was there for sure because Donkey Kong was everywhere.
Yeah.
Maybe.
See, I was trying to think of just
Cubert.
These are a lot of old school games. I'm trying to think of some
it's
new
the
school
80s.
Stuff. That's the 90s. 83.
In my mind, it's the 80s.
Oh, okay. It's the 80s. Okay.
Because there's an Orange Julius.
Orange Julius's were around?
I think they're still around.
There's Orange Julius next to it.
I wouldn't mind an Orange Julius right
there,
now.
There was an Orange Julius right next to Orange Julius / Dairy Queen.
Oh.
Right next to the
Orange Julius / Dairy Queen.
Yeah, you can fuck with the Orange Julius. Right, like right next. It was right next to my store that I worked in, the FYE that I worked in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't really fuck with Orange Julius as much, but one time I did. Oh. I went to Brian and I asked him, I want you to buy me an Orange Julius.
Are you ready for something that's going to shock you?
No.
Ready?
Yes.
My dad loves Orange Julius.
If your dad went to the Orange Julius / Dairy Queen, it would fucking blow his mind. Because he can get himself a dilly bar and he can get himself a strawberry Julius.
Yes. No, my dad always went for orange. But does it surprise you that my father loves Orange Julius?
No, it doesn't.
No. Because he's a giant child.
Your dad eats like a 10-year-old boy.
He really does. I don't understand how he's like not diabetic. But yes, he used to get the orange and I would get a strawberry.
Did they have what are the other flavors they had?
I don't know. I remember you could get an egg in it and I was like, ew.
Oh, I never did it. I didn't know you get the egg special.
I've seen people get eggs in it. I was like, what the fuck is that?
That's fucked up.
It was fucked up because it was the 80s. You're putting a raw egg in your Julius.
We didn't know what was in eggs then.
You're putting a raw egg in your Julius. I think it was because like, what was it? Was it Rocky where he was drinking raw eggs or whatever? I think that had just happened. So everybody was like, put a raw egg in my Julius. And I was just like, even as a child, why would you do that to yourself? And a mall orange Julius.
Yeah, you're getting mall eggs, man. Got from those mall chickens.
right next to the chlorine fountain.
That's how they water the chicken feed that they get, whatever, you know, the grain that they turn into chicken feed and they give it to the mall chickens.
I just want to let you know that there's an Orange Julius.
There was a store called Silo, and that actually housed grain inside to feed the mall chickens.
There's an Orange Julius not far from here that closes at 10.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to put that out there.
By the way, tarantula is here.
Sean's like, we're not going to talk about this Orange Julius anymore.
There's another guy who I thought was Stingray, but it's not. Anyways, so
you might have to take me to Orange Julius.
Okay, we'll go to Orange Julius. I'm not poo-pooing Orange Julius. Where is it? I think it's nearby, isn't it?
It's off Yosemite. I think it's in Greenwood Village. It's not that far.
Oh,
yeah, it's not that far away.
Anyways, so this is actually I kind of laughed at this part here where Captain America is like, all right, hey, he brings him over to Shang-Chi just to leave.
Yeah.
Because Captain America is like, all right, I got to go find Diamondback. But thanks, Falcon, for like bringing me over here.
Right.
Because even though I was going to leave anyways, you just brought me over here and I'm going to leave.
Yeah, bye.
And this is where Captain America. So much of these villains come outside. This is where like Shang-Chi just like takes off his coat.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, time to get naked.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And then we have a fight. And this is where we jump back to ladies and they're fighting. And Diamondback is like, this is where she supposedly, because apparently it's not confirmed, but she supposedly kills Snapdragon by just choking her underwater.
Well, I mean, at the very end, it looks like she's dead.
Right, but it's that she doesn't end up dying.
Oh, well. Nobody dies in comic books.
It's one of my favorite things when I'm reading a Marvel wiki and it just says, like, well, you know, she fought Diamondback and then she died. And then it just, the next paragraph is like, somehow she came back to life. Like, there's a lot of disdain. It's like, I guess somehow this woman.
Somehow.
Because nobody knows. And the comic never bothered. Somebody was just like, hey, do we got that Snapdragon character we could use? And it's like, well, she did die. It's like, I don't care.
Yeah, she didn't really.
Yeah, she didn't really.
Yeah, she came back. She got better.
But it's on panel. She's being choked.
I got better.
So then we also jump to Modam.
Ooh.
And she is escaping with Superior.
I know she's leaving without getting a Julius.
She is leaving. Yeah, she did.
She's tired of him. They have been in that mall for a while.
She was really upset because the CDs at the Suncoast were too much.
Oh shit, Suncoast.
Or Saturday Matinee, Sam Goody.
Oh, the Sam
whatever,
Goody.
Or Coconuts, whatever.
Coconuts.
That's what the FYE was.
Yeah, I know.
In Downtown Crossing that I worked at.
Yeah, we didn't really have a Coconuts.
That was an East Coast thing.
Yeah, it wasn't really here.
I got there just before it was Coconut, just after it switched.
Yeah.
Which is disappointing because at Coconuts, they made you wear yellow polos.
Oh.
Instead of the gray polos at FYE. They went just like, all right, everybody's going to wear gray ass polos.
Yeah.
And black pants. But Coconuts, you could wear some. You wear yellow.
Yeah.
You could wear, if you worked at the Wall, which was another one of those. You worked. You wore red.
Do you think there's any retail left at Downtown Crossing? Remember how they were like?
You think Filene's basement's still there?
No, that was closed. Remember, that's a crater now. That was a crater before we even left.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, cratered. Yeah.
So that got cratered, which is unfortunate. But there used to be a Borders, which I used to go to when I worked down there. And that closed. That's gone. There was a Barnes & Noble that used to be there with the closed way before.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
The FYE is closed. So I think all that was left down there was like a Macy's.
Bob Pizza.
Yeah, but there was maybe BTS. A Claire's or an Icicle or one of those like jewelry stores.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There really wasn't a lot left. So I'm like, is there anything left down there?
No.
Probably not, right?
Probably not. Modam leaves without the Orange Julius. And this is where Blackbird comes after her.
Mm.
I do enjoy her being like, because she sees her flying away with Superior, and she's like about to go off, and Iron Maiden's like, hey, you know, Modam's pretty tough. And she's like, yeah, well, she could get, we'll see what she's capable of when she gets her eyes pecked out.
Yes.
But that doesn't work very well. And this is where Captain America, he finds a hoverboard It's kind of like Back to the Future, because he sees some AIM guys on some hoverboards, and
that's
he's like,
right.
It's like, duh, 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 duh. And this is where we get, as he's jumping,
this
is where we get the most egregious panel.
I don't understand. I mean, this has to be like the cover of the episode, right?
Oh, that's right. I should put this up.
Because, or we could just put it on our Facebook page, because I don't even understand. It's literally Captain America like vaulting over this pole, but he's doing it in a spread eagle split, and he's drawn from the back, and it's just like taint.
Yeah, huge taint. Huge taint. I'm like,
why did you mostly
ass?
Why did you draw this?
Also, like, some taint.
I just kind of want to ask, me like,
so, with a hint of balls.
Yeah, kind of with a hint of balls. Because my real question is like, so why did you choose this position?
Right. I don't know. I figured they could have had a different position.
You didn't have to show me Captain America taint.
I don't know. Maybe somebody requested. Maybe Stan Lee is like, you know what, guys?
Not enough taint in my books.
Not enough taint. You know, we should put more taint in our books.
Yeah.
I think taints are going to be back. Taints are, we're high on the cool meter this month.
Taints are where it's at.
Taints at.
Taints at.
So Cap catches up with, because he at this point, he still thinks that Superior is just Diamondback in disguise.
Yes.
Because they used, you know, gimmick disguises to break into Lady Ball.
Yes.
And Cap jumps on to this, he jumps onto this hoverboard, and he goes and he gets over to...
he comes up. Yeah. And he's like, oh, it's a good thing she's not scanning, like not paying attention, because she doesn't notice I'm here. Because I don't know why Modam would just be like, and no, I don't have to worry about anything. And so like Cap comes at her from behind. And he's like, oh, I'm going to rear end collision. I bet you like it better from the front or something.
I'm sure you prefer head on.
What the fuck?
But then he also says, He says,
Cap gets creepy here. Yeah,
Cap's saying some weird shit here.
Because he's like, oh, don't you like it when men run their hands through your hair?
Yeah, I was about to say, or this is how you always fly when someone's running his hands through your hair. What?
Why are you saying that? It doesn't even make sense. What are you talking about? And then he kicks her like right in both eyeballs. I'm assuming he pokes them out.
He does. Yeah, he goes, he does. It's a foot per eye, which is
pretty great.
Pretty hardcore.
And she kind of like loses control, and then...
Well, no, she loses control, and she drops Suspiria.
Right.
It's a Suspiria, whatever.
Right.
And Cap goes in after her.
Right.
And then we... and he's like thinking about like Diamondback, and this is where we see Diamondback getting out of the penny fountain. And
the dead body.
And the dead Snapdragon's just laying there face down. But she wasn't dead. She lived.
She lived.
And that is how it ends. And I think this is kind of how the Lady Mole saga might be wrapped up. It might be another issue after that, because it says here, off AIM Island and into a Savage Land. So we're headed into Savage Land because it's, let's see, it doesn't even tell you. Well, fine. Fuck you, comic. It doesn't tell you what's going on in the next issue.
You don't want to know.
I did, but now I don't.
They left the... Captain America left without a Julius.
He did leave without
a Julius. And he's going to really wish he had it when he was stuck in the Savage Lands.
Because it would be refreshing.
It would be refreshing.
It would be nice and refreshing, and the Savage Land is very humid.
Yes. You need that cool, cool drink.
Because the Savage Land
This episode is not sponsored by Orange Julius, by the way.
It should be, though.
It should be.
I would gladly take Orange Julius' money. talk about Captain America's taint.
I would also like to take... a supply of Julius's.
Yep.
I would accept that as well.
Are we going to try to get a Julius after this?
I don't know. Maybe.
Did you want to read the next issue of Captain America post Lady Mall?
You know, I really love that Lady Mall. He didn't get a Julius. So you know what? I'm going to say no. Yeah, if he had gotten a Julius, my answer would be yes.
I am probably on the same boat, because we're headed into the Savage Land. And I often feel that Savage Land comic issues is stuff that doesn't really interest me.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't care about Kazar. I don't care about Zabu. I don't care about Hoo-Ha, whoever else, whatever aminals are there.
Hoo-Ha.
Yeah, I don't care.
Hoo-Ha.
Watch out for Hoo-Ha and Manpuss.
Sorry, that was my...
Your Al Pacino? That was pretty good. What would it sound like if Al Pacino was in the Savage Land? Hoo-ha! Thank you.
Man, that would kill.
It would kill.
In front of a live audience.
Well, maybe one day we'll get to be in a live audience. And that would be fun. But that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. Find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find the show on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And please rate, review, subscribe the Apple. Just the fucking Apple. I can't even do this anymore. Please rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts and anywhere you get the show, Spotify, Stitcher.
Not Amazon,
but maybe I think we're on Pandora.
Sure.
You can just listen to us while you listen to, between listening to Van Halen songs or whatever. I don't know. But we're there. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.